Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I have an awesome deal for you. Do you want Splash Harbor water tickets or maybe a three-day cruise on Carnival or $100 cash? I have more gifts. How about a vacation stay for 3 days or a resort condominium for 7 nights? All you have to do is text me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. And the vacation tour is in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. You have to be between 26 and 75 years old. Great deal. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, and thank you for joining on your drive time home or to the beach or picking up your children at school. My name is Dawn Reese. The Dawn Reese Show has many other segments under my show, and we have miracle stories, we have the concierge segment, and we also have Hollywood Connections, miracle stories, like I said. And what I did over the last week, I went to the Sunscreen Film Festival. Tony Armour, you are amazing. What an event. And I was on the red carpet, and I told him I would be playing some of the interviews on the air. Now, Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected in show business. A lot of people want to know what Hollywood Connections does. So on one of the videos and the audio you'll hear in a minute, shortly, we have a casting director, Rose Rosen, that interviewed with me as a top agent, Keith from Alexa Model and Talent, and what he's looking for, and some other amazing interviews. And the first interview we're going to go to is Christopher King. He is the grandson of B.B. King, and it's so funny because I met Rita King and I had her call in one time and I didn't know. I said, are you related? And then he was here. He goes, oh, Aunt Rita. So I said, okay, you're telling the truth. So let's go to that first interview with Christopher King from the Sunscreen Film Festival last week. We'll be right back.
Hey, I see you, baby.
Oh, you might be back.
Yeah. I am here with the amazing, famous Christopher King. And I say famous because he has been so blessed to be the grandson of B.B. King.
How y'all doing?
I'm good. What have you been up to? I've been seeing you travel.
I've been traveling. I spent about 6 months in West Africa last year.
Saw that.
Yep. You know, we're still doing a lot of humanitarian work there between Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Guinea.
Right.
Right. We've expanded to those three countries. Now we're going to look at Mali and Liberia as our next countries, and also Nigeria. So, you know, I can't do anything here unless I'm abroad. I got to go over this. Africa is not a continent that you can do work in remotely.
What did you learn in Africa that you came back feeling so grateful?
It humbles you. You know, when you go to Africa, you see a lot of things that people desire, things that they want, but they don't have it. Simple as flowing running water, toilets, plausible food. They're missing a lot of elements there, and we get the opportunity to provide those resources for them. I'm not in the city. You know, I go to the villages, and we put wells in the village through our charity. So it's a lot of community work and community enrichment. I enjoy it a lot.
So if somebody would like to help donate to your charity, where do they contact?
www.thegentcourse.com. You can also follow me on Instagram or any social media platform at The Real Christopher King. But www.thegentcourse.com is our charity website. You can donate there or volunteer there. We look for all the support we can get.
Now, I have a new show called Miracle Stories, Don Ray's Miracle Stories, and I've got to get you on because I know you have miracle stories in your life.
I do. A lot of folks don't know the history where I come from. When I was 19, I got arrested for selling cocaine in Savannah, Georgia.
Would you believe that?
Right.
Wow.
Dope man, me. But then that put me in the military, and that was the turning point of my life. If the judge didn't give me a second chance, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I just saw Stripes the other day.
That's a good show. It's a good movie.
We'll definitely get you on the air and talk about that for Miracle Stories. That'd be amazing.
I look forward to it. I would love to tell my story on your show.
We'll do that soon. And anybody, again, give your social media.
You can find me at The Real Christopher King, thegentcourse.com, or The Real Christopher King on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to connecting with all of you.
Very cool. So good to see you. Always a pleasure, too. Thank you.
One picture.
Okay, next coming up are a couple, I think, producers and some actors. And then my engineer, Bobby, will let me know at the end. I think I'd like to get Keith from Alexa Modeling Talent on. He'll let me know when that one is on. I'm not sure what clip that is. It might be 7 or 8, but we'll be back. Let's go and check out the other interviews that I did enjoy.
My light is still on, so I want to make sure I'm getting it all together. I'm Dawn Reese, and you are?
I'm Jake Ebert.
Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, but I'm based in Los Angeles, California now.
Oh, my old stopping grounds. You were just talking about that. I had an office on the old Taft building. Hollywood and Vine.
All right. I'm in Culver City, Palms. Yeah.
What brought you to sunscreen?
So I've got a film. It's called Good Men and Unicorns. It's a short film. It's about a lonely grocery clerk who befriends an aging former actress. So they have a good friendship. I actually wrote it. My mom is right here.
Mom helped you?
Yeah, we wrote it together.
Come here, Mom. I know she's taping us.
Oh. She's not dressed. Yeah.
So, did you go to film school, or you just decided to shoot?
Actually, I studied economics in school, and then I decided I wanted to move from the East Coast to the West Coast to pursue a career in acting. And so, this is my first film that I directed and wrote my mom and I acted in as well and produced. So, yeah, it was a heck of an experience from start to finish.
So excited. Give everyone your social media where they can reach you.
My Instagram is jebright45.
Yep. Say that again.
JEBright45.
And where can you see the trailer?
The trailer is on YouTube, and it's also on my website as well. My website is www.jakeebright.com. That's Ebright, E, and then the word bright, like a light bulb.
So it's airing here?
It is airing here, yes.
What day?
Friday at the 2:15 p.m. Imagination Block.
That's so cool. Well, congratulations to you and your mom. I think when family works together, they make a million. Yeah, special.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here at the 17th Annual Sunscreen Film Festival.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
You too, and we'll be back.
That was a young kid that I was very impressed with. There were a lot of young kids there and a lot of ladies film directors that really impressed the heck out of me. And his mom helped him. I know, Bobby, what one are we going to next? What interview?
I am. Actually, I was just looking for that, the one you were having me find.
But, Keith?
Yeah, I'm looking for Keith.
Okay, yeah, you should be on one of them on the bottom. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. I think these are some ladies that I interviewed, producers.
You know, 13 Pro Max. It's better than my cameraman.
I know, right?
Well, I'm Dawn Reese. I'm on 3 FM, 3 AM, and I have Hollywood Connections, Miracle Stories, and I help people get connected. And talk about also, what do you do, and are you producers?
I'm an editor on a film here called It's Just Parkinson's with director Diane Ackham.
Wow.
I directed and produced. It's about a 62-year-old lifelong athlete who is battling his Parkinson's with a warrior mindset and discovered that powerlifting is regressing his symptoms.
Wow.
So it's this amazing inspirational story and how he's battling through his journey, and it's just wildly inspiring for anyone battling any adversity.
Is it from here?
It's a Florida resident, and actually one of the most climactic scenes we shot was just over in, just across the bay here, St. Petersburg is where he had his powerlifting competition. So it's very kind of, this is a nice festival to be at. Feels like home, homegrown. It's a wonderful place to show the film.
And where's home to you?
We're from Toronto, Canada.
Canada?
Yes.
So give everybody your social media where they can find you.
It's just Parkinson's is our Instagram handle, but we have itsjustparkinsons.com is the website, and certainly I think that's pretty much it, actually.
Yep.
Right now.
Well, much success to you here at Sunscreen for what you do, and I love Canada. I used to be a flight attendant with the Florida Panthers and traveled all around back in the days.
So like the weather better.
I know. Our weather's amazing, especially in Clearwater Beach.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and any other last words you'd like to say?
Come and watch our screening this Sunday, 12:45 p.m. at the Greenlight Cinema. It's just Parkinson's.
Very cool. I'll be right back. I want to tell you something real quick.
Okay.
What do you want to tell us?
Yeah, there was some amazing, like I said, I met some amazing people from all over the world. And I, you know, I was the only one reporting on one side, and then they had a bunch of college kids on the other. It was pretty cool. Did you find Keith?
Yes, I believe.
Keith is a tall guy.
Seventh one. He's wearing a hat.
I think so. You want to turn the monitor on? Can you see it from there? No, not him. I'll be back there in a second. Let's play that guy. Is that the next interview? We'll just go
or
down.
Should we, just go down the list?
We'll go down the line.
We got lots of time.
Yeah, we got lots of time. All right, let's
back.
There we go.
Casting director Rose Rosen is here.
Hey,
Hi, Rose. Good. You're looking prettier and prettier every time I see you.
Stop it.
You are.
Thank you.
Younger and younger.
Younger is what I aim for, so I'm glad I made it.
Me too, I gotcha. So tell us, what are you doing these days? What's happening in Florida?
I mean, nothing's happening.
there's something.
There's so much happening in Florida. My business takes me all over the country now. Yeah, I'm really...
So are you still casting? You're still casting for things?
No, I'm still casting. I'm doing lots of stuff. The movie that we premiered here,
I think last year...
It's out on Netflix now, Not Alone. That's
really?
A fun film.
I didn't know you did that.
I did. We have Richard Lawson and Pat Healy and Sarah Schroeder. And it's a great little, if you like a horror film, it's a little psychological, not too scary. I think it's great. Yeah, and you know me, I am working.
But you're also a talented artist as well.
I've heard that. Yeah, I do some glass work, and that's a lot of fun.
Do you have a website on that?
Nope.
Do you have a page on Facebook? Or?
I mean, occasionally, here you go. You know, occasionally I'll post up, like, with my Instagram on my casting site. Like, I mean, you know, one day if I make some cookies, I'll put it on my art. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to buy it. So, whatever, but... No, I love that. I mean, follow me on Instagram. Honestly, I have to tell you, Rose Rosen CSA, if you're an actor, you must do that. I've spent a lot of time. I have a YouTube show.
Okay, I saw something like that.
Right. So if you go into my Instagram, there's a link in bio, and I have a link tree. You can follow me on Clubhouse, on YouTube.
You're on Clubhouse?
Okay. You know, I do a Monday night room.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Monday night. I have 10, 12 casting directors all on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Dawn, it's amazing.
I got to pop in.
You should. And you can, I'll make that into a podcast sometime soon. But you should pop in because it's an amazing show. We talk all about the business of casting, which is nothing people hear. And these people are all around the world.
You know, people are going to be watching this all over the world as well, and they're going to wonder, hey, can I send a picture to you? As I remember, you said you work through the agents.
Right, right. I work through talent agents. It doesn't do you any good to send me random materials. That's no good. But follow me. You're going to learn a lot. Go to my Instagram, Rose Rosen CSA, link in bio, and just go down and follow Rose Rosen CSA on Instagram, on Twitter. on Clubhouse. I have a club called Casting Directors, but it's every Monday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. We get together for an hour and a half and talk all about the business. We're going to do a one-year anniversary show May 16th, and we're actually inviting the audience, which we never do, the actors, to come up and tell us what they've learned over the course of the year, because it's a master class.
That's amazing, and there's no cost on Clubhouse, so they're getting a lot of information.
It's free, free, free.
Can I come on and talk about our sailing? Because we have a 37-foot Endeavor. Yes. Oh, that's Bill's card.
That's what club.
Well, I'm trying to get our sailboat into movies and commercials. Okay. And it's a beautiful sailboat.
I love that. Yeah. And of course,
we have a pontoon boat that's almost ready.
An artist friend of mine that wants, you know, his art to be that way. There's so many opportunities. You just, you know, we have to kind of craft and carve our life out, our career. We have to mold it and shape it to where we want it to go. Right?
And you're doing that. You open doors for people all over.
You know, we give the jobs out. Right?
And I miss the parties that we used to have, the jingle mingle.
God, I know.
What happened to that? We got to have that come back. We like jingle mingle.
I just quit. People were lovely to me, and I said,
Oh, I got you. Well, I had fun.
That's one rule I have in life. If you're not lovely to me, I'm done.
I got you. You're right. Bye-bye. Like I'm flight attendant. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I was talking to my hairdresser. I was telling her a story about somebody, and she's like, oh, they're not your friend.
I can count them on my one hand.
We have to know who our friends are. Isn't that...
You know, it's interesting for the... Yeah, not even that. The ones that...
Nice!
Yeah, to friends, you want to know who your friend is, but then they want to know you to know who you know that can help them.
Right!
They don't go to lunch with you. They don't go to the lazy river.
When you get together, it's only about them. It's only about business.
Is what. Notice that?
We're just very hard to... I'm too nice. I try and make my lines, and somehow it doesn't always work out. But
we'll have to get you back on the air with me and get on the radio and talk about what you're doing as well. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Always good to see you.
It's a pleasure. Rose here, right here at Sunscreen Film Festival, the 17th annual.
Oh, my God, 17 years. Is that crazy? Yeah.
It's amazing.
No, it's great. And... here we are. We're back.
So. Where are you? You want to know a good casting director, a main casting director? Right here. The best.
That's it. I work all around the country. So
there you go. All right.
I have other casting directors I can hook you up with.
Okay, so that's a casting director that we used to have this really fun event around Christmas and everything. And it was so much fun. And she is on... Rose Rosen, and she's on Clubhouse and all this good stuff. The next interview we're going to play real quick. We'll play some more next week as well with other actors and producers. And this one is Keith from Alexa Modeling Talent Agency and what he looks for. And I've been working with him for a while and sending him talent. So let's go to Keith from Alexa Modeling Talent, and we'll be right back. I am here at the 17th annual Sunscreen Film Festival with the top agent, of course, Keith from Alexa Modeling Talent. How's it going? And are you excited to be here?
Fabulous. It's yes, I am, and it's good to be here early, and things are already happening.
That's right. How is the film industry and the actors for your agency right now?
Well, it's great. Tony, who's running or heavily involved in the festival, Armor, has been terrific in bringing films into the area, and there's at least 20 films that were here, and our talent has been getting a lot of work.
How do you tell talent if they need to update some pictures or what they need to do on the website or CastNet? Is there something they need to do, like myself, that I haven't done for a while, or anybody out there that needs to hear?
What's good to do and what you should do is every 30 or 40 days you should update your pictures with snapshots. One big smile, one serious shot. See what starts to pull and get you new auditions. If that's a shot that's getting it, then that's the kind of shot to shoot some more professional shots on. And every 30 or 40 days, keep playing with a snapshot with different looks up close to see what gets to pull. And then, of course, if one of those snapshots is booking, you want to keep that one and you want to get that done professionally, and that can sometimes last a couple of years for you.
What is the next step for someone to get with your agency? Do they email? Do they go to the website?
They got to know you.
Got to know me.
I've
got his email, so I send your pictures over.
That's how it works. They got to come through you.
You always loved having you on.
But to answer that, the best way is for you to be performing somewhere and to be inviting agents and directors and producers. Believe it or not, there are a bunch here in the area, St. Pete Clearwater. You should be performing here, doing something that people can come see you in.
Really see how your work is and how you act as well. Well, thank you so much for being here. Enjoy yourself. I know there's a lot of interesting people. I hear the buzz.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Keith. And if you need an agent, he is an amazing agent with Alexa Bottle and Talent Agency right here in Tampa, Florida. We'll be back with more.
So that is what Hollywood Connections does when they're not in the studio. That's me and my team. And, you know, I'm very excited. I have to announce this week coming up at the International Christian Film Festival. I'm up for a top award for Best Talk Show Host. I'm very excited about that. And they're going to have a screening at 6 o'clock in one of the salons at the Wyndham Hotel. And if you're over there, and Ivan Tuttle's supposed to be sending me his book, When He Died and Went to Heaven. That's what the Miracle Story Show was nominated for, and it's very exciting. And then on Saturday is the big red carpet event and the awards ceremony. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted next week what happens. And we'll have some more of those amazing interviews coming up next week. And so from Sunscreen Film Festival, again, thank you, Tony Armour. I want to tell everybody, I have 2 minutes left. We have some amazing events coming up with Soap This, and we'll play that commercial here before we end the show. Soap This has been an exciting event with soap opera stars are coming to Clearwater in October, and I've always been there reporting. They've always opened the door of opportunity for me, and I've been just so very blessed to have that opportunity. And I just want to thank God for all the connections and all what He's given me. And just you know, when you give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen and you really put Him first, things do happen. And there's not a day that I get up in the morning that I don't read my Bible. I don't just, you know, I pray, and then you get your day started. So, you know, try to think about that. And then the big thing is motivation. How do you motivate yourself? We were talking about this the last week and a half. Now, I talked to a friend of mine in the pool the other day, and she said, you know, I have a friend that's really into health and fitness. And she said, if you get on the treadmill at least a half hour a day, things happen as well. So that's been my goal. And if I'm in the pool, Bobby, I'll tell you, I'm in there for 2.5 hours. I don't come out.
And absolutely.
I do. They look at me and I go, have I been in here since 4 o'clock? It's already 6:30.
Oh, who cares about the pruning hands?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to go in, you might as well stay.
Exactly. Have you been to the new Lazy River yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. That's like Mondays, I heard, are hospitality. So if you're in the hospitality business, they give you, like, it's half off, and they give you, like, a band for drinks and everything, too, which is pretty cool.
Okay. So, well, on my other side, my major side, I can pull hospitality.
Yeah, go and float down the river and enjoy that Lazy River and enjoy your family. And I know Mother's Day is coming up over the next week as well. And I don't know what you're doing for Mother's Day, but for all the mothers out there, mine had passed away. So we just make memories, because you don't know what tomorrow brings, and just enjoy your family. And that's where I'm at in my life. And I want to say Stand Up for News is next. Next week, they're going to have Tommy Chong on. I'm so jealous. That's going to be so much fun. They're going to have a blast with that, and blast from the past. And let's get Stand Up for News in here. They are a Hollywood Connections super special, and I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week on here at the Tantalk Radio Network. Bye. God bless everybody. Have a great evening.